right, we're talking food, my favorite topic. And Selena Garcia is here with me. She is the owner of a brand new restaurant in Kenosha called Mrs. C. Every time I hear your name, I want to say Gomez after it. And I gotta write it down because I'll say Selena Gomez. I know I will during this thing because that's the way my brain thinks. So first of all, before we begin, who's Mrs. C?
I'm Mrs. C. So my name is Cassandra. I prefer to be called Cassandra. That's my middle name. And I thought it would be cute just call it Mrs. C.
How do you want me to call you? Selena or Cassandra?
Cassandra.
Cassandra. Okay. Cassandra Garcia.
Yeah.
All right. Cassandra's a nice name. I like that. Okay. So this is a brand new restaurant. I don't know how people open up businesses because I've never owned a business. What made you pick a restaurant to open out of all the businesses out there?
Well, this was my father's dream. He always dreamed of having a restaurant. He used to love to cook. But we thought about the idea years ago when I was younger. And then he started having heart attacks and strokes. So I felt like, you know, this is what I wanted to do to pay tribute to him. His life and what he taught me of cooking. So I thought it would be a cute idea.
Soul food, barbecue, and ice cream.
Ice cream.
Move closer. I want to hear every word you have to say.
Ice cream. So we have a built-in ice cream parlor. We do funnel cakes, deep fried Oreos.
Oh, state fair.
Yeah. And we have a combo right now for 10. So lemonade, funnel cakes, Oreos for 10. So you get your choose Oreos or funnel cakes and ice cream with lemonade for 10.
I've seen it a million times at state fairs and county fairs, but I've never had deep fried Oreos or anything like that. Deep fried. I don't know what it looks like when it's deep fried. What does it look like?
It's batter and it's...
Oh, you put batter on it?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
And it's round and the people love it. Warm, like very warm. They absolutely love it. It brings people back, the deep fried Oreo. So we do regular mint, Reese's, and chocolate deep fried Oreos.
We had a story this morning about KFC and Oreo have collaborated to create a fried chicken cookie. It's got the usual chocolate wafers like Oreos, but the cream inside is 11 herbs and spices flavored. That's disgusting. It's available only in China right now. It's hard to believe that concoction wasn't made in this country. But wow, doesn't that, a fried chicken Oreo cookie. That, it just doesn't sound appetizing.
Right.
Maybe that's why it's only available in China right now. Maybe that's a good idea. So your menu is soul food, barbecue, and ice cream. Now, well, for people that don't know what soul food is, describe it.
Soul food is like greens, like yams, dressing, like things that a lot of us minorities eat for holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas. But it's on our menu for every day. For you know, soul food. We have a lot of weekend specials. Sunday specials. We have catfish, ribs, barbecue chicken, Philly steaks.
Oh, Philly steaks. All right. Now you got my attention.
Yeah.
And I woke up.
Yeah. Chicken or beef. So, that's just the small pork chops.
Things like you got everything on there.
Yeah.
Okay. And this restaurant's located in Kenosha, 22nd and 54th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Mrs. C. Who came up with the recipes?
I came up with the menu. I have a cook named Kodak. He comes up with a lot of recipes. He's a really good cooker, so I'm very grateful to him. I wish he wanted to be here, but he couldn't. But, you know, anyone can come in and say hello to Kodak. He's a really good cook.
Too bad he's not here. We could have had a whole buffet lined up
in
the studio.
I know.
We normally don't allow food in here, but now I would allow food in here, a buffet. So, okay, so how long has the restaurant been open for?
For about a month.
Oh, it's brand new. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's got to be nerving to open up a business because you never know. It can go either way.
Yeah, it is very nervous, but hopefully people come out and support.
Have you ever done restaurant work before?
I've done restaurant work when I was younger.
Okay.
So I can appreciate the work I did when I was a teenager. So going back into it, it feels different, but you know.
When my wife and I do our road trips, we only eat at local establishments. We don't eat the fast food stuff. We don't eat anything with a name we recognize. We always go to places we never heard of before, just local businesses. And we discovered so many great places across America to eat because it's a local place. You'll never run into it. This is it. It's a one and done. I'll never run into you again. And that's what, you know, we love going to local businesses and eating local food from local establishments like yours. Well, that's great. We're going to talk in just a moment. Do you feel comfortable talking about the rest of this?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. We're going to talk about, you had a very interesting but tragic life. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And we'll talk more about the restaurant because people come and go in the morning. I want to make sure they hear every bit of it. Plus, this will be podcast later today in case you miss any of it. We're talking to Cassandra Garcia, and I want to say Selena Gomez. I'm not going to say Cassandra Garcia from Mrs. C Restaurant. That's why she gets to see Cassandra. And is located in Kenosha, 22nd and 54th Street. Soul food and ice cream, barbecued ribs, chicken, pork chops, you name it. And yams.
Yeah.
You know, I don't eat vegetables in life. Yams, which are sweet potatoes, are one of the few things I'll actually eat. Carrots, yams. Other than that, I don't eat vegetables. And believe me, my mother tried. This is not, you know, something where I just made a conscious decision. I've told this story a million times. At the dinner table, by accident, she gave me a plate of peas with my dinner. And immediately she tried to take them off the plate. And my dad said, he's going to eat them. Leave it. I was like 7 years old. Already I was being bullied into eating this food. And I didn't eat it. They went down to watch TV in the rec room. My brother, my mother, and father. 2 hours later, they came up. I didn't eat it. And I said, Dad, I'm not being defiant. I know I won't keep it down if I eat it. He said, go to bed. That was the one time my mother actually put vegetables on my plate, except for carrots and stuff. She didn't put greens on my plate ever again because we didn't want to go through that mess again.
Yeah.
But to this day, my daughter eats everything. I don't know. It skipped me and just went to her. And, you know, my wife eats everything. I just don't. And her garden, I'd love to eat stuff from her garden, but it's tomatoes and rhubarb and all stuff I would never touch. We're talking to Cassandra and Cassandra Garcia. She is the owner, operator, and proprietor of Mrs. C Restaurant. Mrs. C's restaurant is in Kenosha, 22nd and 54th Street. Soul food and ice cream. We'll talk more about the menu coming up. But I said to you, how did you find a cook? Because a cook is the whole restaurant. If you don't have a good cook, you don't have a restaurant. And you said he just walked in the front door one day.
Yes.
Your guardian angel just pushed him in your front door?
That's how I feel. Like, I was very overwhelmed, like, opening the cafe, and here I am thinking I love to cook at home and, you know, holiday meals, and I had this and I got a little overwhelmed, and this wonderful cook walked right into the door and helped me out, and now I'm very happy about that. So
good.
And people love his cooking, so
yeah, that's the whole restaurant. You have a good cook.
Yeah.
And we're talking, when say soul food, we're talking about some vegetables, we're talking about pork chops, fried chicken, barbecue chicken. What else did you say? Ribs?
Yeah, we also have wings. He does a lot of wings. So.
And an ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
That's the part let's concentrate on that ice cream for a bit.
Okay.
I just lost 46 pounds, so I like to talk about ice cream, even though I don't eat a lot of it now. I still like to talk about it. Every once in a while, I'll take a snip of it.
Yeah.
But, okay, here's something that's a little iffy to talk about, but you said it's okay to talk about it, so we will. And this is kind of a unsettling type story. As a toddler, a young baby, you were kidnapped.
Yes.
By serial killers.
Yes.
This happened in Kenosha, but they took you to Illinois.
Yeah, in Racine.
Oh, Racine. Happened in Racine. Okay.
My mom worked at iCall and in Salem Town, the old St. Luke's. They did intake for patients for mental illnesses, and they had an opiate clinic over there. And so a case of emergency happened between my parents and, like, a mental care facility patient decided to pick me up from school. And it just so happened they found out they were serial killers. So, and I'm in the car, and I was found in Illinois. So, and
how long was it? How long were you kidnapped for?
I don't know. See, a time period, meaning like I witnessed and encountered a lot of the, you know, the things that they did and what they were doing, and I had to deal with it. I remember not wanting to close my eyes and remember not wanting to open my eyes because I saw a lot of gory things, you know, at such a young age that I had to deal with over the years.
That's horrible. Now, your hearing suffered and your eyesight suffered because of this.
Yes.
Do you know why? Do you know what happened?
Well, the hearing in one ear, they think due to either injury or hearing the sounds of gunshots.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've been dealing with that such at a young age, as well as my vision that was, I don't know, with help from people. But I was referred to as the deaf and the blind, and I don't know how I feel about that. But, you know, now I feel like it's time for me to talk about my own tragedy and not others try to tell it, but not tell the person who suffered the tragedy, which I understand it was withheld because I was a minor child, but, you know.
Now, the serial killers who, they were captured eventually and kidnapped you and they were sentenced to death.
Mm-hmm. One of them.
One of them. I remember the name, Alton Coleman.
Yeah.
I remember that name.
Yeah.
Who was the other one?
The woman, Deborah Brown.
And what happened to her?
She's in prison in Ohio.
For life?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I remember Alton Coleman. I remember that old story. I didn't know you were involved in it, though.
Yeah.
You know, again, when you're a minor, they keep your name out of it.
Yeah.
How did they find you?
How did they? My dad and his friends and family. The true story, which I don't even know if I should admit to, but I don't care anymore. But my family kidnapped me out of foster care and changed my name because I was essentially with the serial killer's family. So they just kidnapped me. I was a toddler and took me back home. It was reported, but we never talked about it after that. But everybody, like meaning our neighbors and some people in the community, knew about it. So it's just,
but you got yourself together.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to let my tragedy control my life, but it was a lot of things I had to deal with as a child, but I had to power through it because the things I saw a child should never see. Like, I went through a lot, including a lot of abuse as a, when that happened, I suffered a lot of injuries, but I'm dealing with it.
I'm so sorry for you. Oh. Let's talk about the restaurant again.
Okay.
Okay. What made you pick food as a business?
Again, I thought, okay, food. I don't know. I just thought it was a cute idea. Ice cream, you know, cafe, something to pass, you know, to my daughter, you know, one day, like the, you know, I was thinking like what type of business, you know, to.
You have a daughter?
Yeah.
Free ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She loves it. She loves
yeah, if milkshakes. My mother owned an ice cream parlor too, I'd love it too. Except my dad owned a pump company and that was no fun. Imagine your mother owning an ice cream parlor. Every day you go in there and you eat till you pop.
Yeah.
And there's no charge. Wow.
Yeah. She's like, bring me a milkshake home. And I'm like, okay, what kind? I'm like, and she's like, she likes chocolate. She likes the mint chocolate.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, bring me a bucket of wings, too, when you're on your way home. And the ice cream.
That, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
If my mother owned something like that, I'd be camped out there. The kids would say, you want to play after school? No. My mother owns an ice cream parlor and soul food restaurant. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going there. Man, that would be great.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to put limits on it. You don't want to eating your business out of business.
Right. Can't be eating me out of house and home, as my mother would say, but yeah.
So let me just quick recap here. So I don't want to miss this here. It's called Mrs. C. And the restaurant, that's Cassandra is your middle name. Yeah, that's the one you go by, Cassandra.
Cassandra.
And it's in Kenosha, 22nd and 54th Street. Mrs. C, can't miss it. What are the hours?
My hours are noon to midnight and then noon to 3 a.m.
Whoa.
On the weekends.
You get on the business after midnight?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Who would come in for the wings?
I'm fast asleep. What are you talking about? I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm not hanging around after midnight anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you cook stays all night, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
How about you? You're the proprietor. You show up every day?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I try to stay to 3 a.m., but sometimes it does not work. But my cook is okay with those hours. So.
How old's your daughter?
My daughter is 18.
Oh, she can work there.
Yeah.
Put it to work.
Yeah.
Instead of eating you out of house and home, she can work.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. Well, I wish you the best. It's always tough starting a new business. I've never had a business. I never worked with the public before. And it's tough, I know. But once you get going and it's successful, I mean, that's good. Let me just reiterate for everybody. Mrs. C. And it's a soul food restaurant. They have barbecue wings. They have a barbecue chicken. They've got, what'd you say before? Pork chops. You got
ribs.
Ribs.
Let's see. Pork chops, ribs, wings. We also do Mexican food too. So, tacos and burritos and things like that. So.
And an ice cream parlor with waffle cones and every fried Oreo, deep fried Oreo. I got to get a deep fried Oreo one time.
Yeah, deep fried Oreos never and funnel cakes.
I saw one at the state fair once. I was going to have it. And they said, nah, but I should have taken it because you can't find them everywhere. But I can find them at your place.
Yeah. Now. A lot deep of people love the deep fried Oreos.
Are they deep fried double stuff Oreos or the single Oreos?
They're double stuff.
The double stuff.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Cassandra. I do appreciate you coming in and sharing your story with us.
Okay.
And again, it's Mrs. C Restaurant and Mrs. C's and located at 22nd and 54th Street in Kenosha. Soul food, ice cream, barbecue, it's all there. And with a great cook, too. Shout out to his name again. What is it?
Kodak.
Say it. Kodad?
Kodak.
Kodak.
Yeah.
Like the camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the,
like the camera. Well, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
I
do.
I thought maybe it was you had to come in like for breakfast and stuff there and you wouldn't be able to come in here. But it starts at noon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Cassandra.